Peace and love. Peace and love.
Welcome to this neighborhood, neighbor.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
You know what I am? I'm a housewife that figured it out.
Wow, 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 wow!
And now, here's the host of Good Things Radio, Brooke Taylor.
Oh, yes, with ever-changing sports, we file the hours away. The skies were bright, our heads were light in the merry, merry month of May.
Welcome to Good Things Radio. Hello, hello. My name is Brooke Taylor. It's a brand new month, a brand new show. Welcome to episode number 56 in the merry, merry month of May. And I love this month. So I just kind of cherry-picked some notable dates. There's a lot going on this month. A couple maybe that you didn't know. May 4th, Star Wars Day. Maybe it's already on your calendar. I wasn't aware. Maybe my kids know this. I'm not sure the history about it. But if you're a big Star Wars fan, you know in May, this is your free pass to watch as many Star Wars movies as you want on that day. May 5th is International Day of the Midwife. May 7th is World Laughter Day.
That's all, folks.
And there you go. I guess that's the theme song. It's a little catchy, but I like it because I do think we need to laugh more. Any excuse for a giggle is important. So that's on Saturday, May 7th this year. And the next day, of course, is May 8th. So it's Mother's Day. Just a friendly reminder, hug your mom, send a card. It's coming up really quick. And also, with this being the month of May, it is a big one in the life of Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary. Across the world and throughout time in many cultures, May is considered the season of the beginning of new life. And that's also a time to thank Mary for her yes in bringing in new life, not only through the flesh, but also in the spirit through the Word made flesh and everlasting life through the resurrection that is Christ. And Pope Paul VI writes, since Mary is rightly to be regarded as the way by which we are led to Christ, the person who encounters Mary cannot help but encounter Christ likewise. Beautiful thought. So we're going to celebrate mom a little bit on the show today, since this is the last program before Mother's Day. And that was my intent. I'm just going to make this like a nice flower, budding for all the ladies. And then I was kind of thrown a curveball. So I did have a last minute change on the program. And what we're going to talk about today on the show is not something at all that I had intended to discuss. But I had an exchange and it was a question from one of our wonderful listeners about Target. She said, have you heard what's going on? Are you going to go to the store? Did you sign the boycott? And just in case, if you haven't heard, as I record the show right now, at last count, there's over 1 million people who have signed a petition boycotting Target over transgender bathrooms. And so I did give my opinion, and I'm going to share it a little bit here, even though I don't want to, but I think it's important, and especially after I sought the counsel of a really good trusted friend, and that's Father Nathan Cromley. I thought he will really give charitable, prudent, wise advice, holy advice, and boy, did he ever. And so I want to share that with you. It's a bonus Padre in your pocket segment. So it won't be just this soft, beautiful rose of a show today. It's also going to have some thorns in there, but you know, that's real life. So we're going to do a little bit of everything on the program today. And so as we jump in, if you would join me in prayer as we start fresh, new month, new show, that we have ears to hear how God is speaking this day and every day, and also a mind illuminated by truth and a heart filled with love and courage, just like Mary. And this is a prayer I know we're all familiar with, if you would join with me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the sign by which we are marked and saved. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hey, Brooke, I wanted to share with you that I just finished listening to your newest Good Things Radio podcast, and I so enjoyed hearing from the Sisters of Mary. When we went to go venerate St. Maria Goretti, they were there. And in a moment of frustration with my baby crying and people being very prayerful, venerating her body, I turned around to hear Molly stop crying immediately because the sisters were right behind me, smiling at her. And just it brought tears to my eyes to see them, how happy they made her. And since then, I have had such an admiration for them, and I loved hearing more about their stories. And I didn't even realize that when you went on the retreat, I never made the connection that that's where you went. So what a blessing that was for you and your family. And I am so glad that you continue to bless my life with your podcasts. And even though we hardly ever get to see each other in person or talk anymore or text, I'm so glad that I can kind of catch up with you a little bit on the podcast. But I love it. And I tell all my friends here in Strongsville to listen to you. And I hope that you're doing well. Thanks for your inspiration today and for all that you continue to bless my life with. You and your family are in my prayers. You're doing such great work. And I know that God is happy with all of the things that you are doing. So I hope you have a great day. Take care. Bye.
Thank you, Anna. I'm sending you a big high five. I'm sending you a hug. And as Anna mentioned about the Children of Mary, I hope you have a chance to check out that last episode. That's what she was referring to. It's number 55. And I'm pretty sure that you're going to think they're fantastic, too, if you haven't listened. But I love that. Thank you for sharing that, Anna. And happy Mother's Day. Also, thank you, Julie, who wrote in. She said, Brooke, I just finished listening to episode number 54 of Good Things Radio. I wanted to thank you for sharing about how when you're running or listening to worship music all by yourself, all is well. You feel like you can be a saint. But then when the kids get home from school, that feeling fades with the chaos of the moment. I find that happening to me a lot lately, too. I've been finding so many Me Too moments with the things you say on the podcast. It's been a great blessing. And Julie, thank you for saying that, because that right there is the beating heart of Good Things Radio. And it's funny because I always say, you know, when I worked in radio and especially at my last radio station doing a morning show, there were 500,000 people that would tune in every day. And then I left and I came home, and instead of 500,000 people tuning in, I just have now five tuning out every day, no problem. And so I think the point with that is that we need each other. We need to be able to connect and say, yeah, me too. And to know that we're in the same boat. So thank you so much for sharing that. And I would love to hear your feedback. Anything at all is welcome. You can reach out like Anna did via Voxer. All you need to do is download the app. It looks like a little walkie-talkie with a smiley guy. It's orange. I know that's not very descriptive, but you can download the app for free. In fact, Whitney just did it. So thank you and hello to Whitney. You can send feedback really quick that way and just find me. I'm Brooke Taylor and the number one. It's B-R-O-O-K-E, Brooke Taylor and the number one. You can find me or send an email like Julie did. It's feedback at goodthingsradio.com.
Mom is the worst nurse in the world. Some women, the parents and mothers, they just don't. You do the same thing. No matter what's wrong with the kid, you tell them to do the same thing. Especially women in the South, when I was mom's kid. I'm like, Mom, I don't feel good. You need to go sit on the pot. You need to sit on the, yeah. It's ancient wisdom that only I can conceive. Go sit on the pot, you'll feel fantastic, I'm telling you.
I think I broke my leg.
You need to go sit on the pot.
Okay.
Okay, yes. Thank you, Tim Hawkins, the momisms, and he's full of them too. But I love Tim Hawkins. His comedy is fantastic. But on a serious note, because this is the last show that we're doing before Mother's Day, I just want to offer a couple words to the moms, whether you are a biological mom yet or not, that you are a lady, you are a woman, and that every soul on this earth is called to their own unique journey. I love how John Paul II calls it a cosmic drama, and we all have it playing out in our lives. And I'm constantly in awe of the incredible women that I have the privilege to meet. I don't know if you feel this way, whether it's in church or book clubs or just in the grocery line or reading blogs, where you think, it's amazing when you realize how many women do such incredible things, and it's inspiring. And what I've come to see is that we each have our own story, our own part to play, and I always am guilty of this, second guessing our efforts. But I think the reminder, the takeaway for me that I always have to remember is God's work is eternal. As long as we have served Him and with our faithfulness and our love, try to do the best we can, that I pray our heart is content. And a quote by Cardinal Joseph Menzenzi says this, I want to share it with you. Through the raising of children, the woman, the mother, holds the future of the nations in her hands. True, mother works in the home, but her quiet labor radiates upon the entire nation. She passes on the entire treasure of culture from generation to generation. She builds up the future, and not merely the future of this earth. No, her task reaches out into eternity to the very heart of God. She is the unknown soldier of common everyday life. The hand that rocks the cradle holds the helm of the world. Everything that lives and dies on earth has its origin in mother. Isn't that extraordinary? Just by nature of you being here, living and breathing, you are fulfilling a divine purpose that reaches to the heart of God. That is powerful. And I also wonder if that's where the title of that movie came from. Do you remember that, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle? Because this is old. This is from an old book, but I love that quote. And I wish you a happy and blessed Mother's Day.
It's Brooks.
House.
Ow, it's Brooks.
House.
Okay, so taking it inside the messy house here and kind of a side note of what happened earlier this week. I received a message. It was funny because coming out of Walmart, I heard my phone go off and there was a message. And it was from one of my favorite listeners who we vox her periodically. She's from California. And she said, I was just wondering how you feel about this whole Target boycotting thing. Is it going to be something that you sign? Are you not going to go to Target? I'm struggling with this. And the funny thing was, I just was leaving Walmart because of that exact thing. And I thought, I don't want to go there. And I know how I feel. I know the discussion that my husband and I have had. My son, who's in high school, asked about this. But it's one of those things that I feel like if I decide to jump out into the fray, I got to be ready for it. And sometimes you just don't want to pick those battles. But I got to say, I'm so glad that that conversation happened, because what transpired over the next 24 hours was so inspiring because of the conversations that unfolded. And that wouldn't have happened otherwise. And just to get you up to speed, the story is this. The American Family Association launched a boycott of Target after they recently released a notice, Target, simply restating what was already on policy. But then they wanted to publicly reiterate their corporate policy, which is this: allowing men who identify as women to use the bathrooms and fitting rooms of their choosing. American Family Association warned that Target's policy puts women and children in danger. They said, quote, nearly everyone has a mother, wife, daughter, a friend who is put in jeopardy by this policy. Predators and voyeurs would take advantage of the policy to prey on those who are vulnerable. AFA President Tim Wildman went on to say, for the sake of inclusivity, would Target, for instance, allow a 16-year-old who identifies in their mind as a 21-year-old to purchase a six-pack of beer? Would Target provide a senior citizen discount to a 30-year-old who identifies as a 70-year-old? You know, I appreciate those points, but I don't think that if that were the case, it would even be as dangerous as what they are walking into right now, literally. And I'll explain why in a minute. There's also a viral video going around that I want to share with you. And it said viral video, but I hadn't seen it until I was doing some research on this. And it's a man in Florida who's verifying, who's checking this policy. So he goes in fully dressed as such. He's not disguised as a woman. He's just in his deep voice, dressed and talking, acting like a man, speaks to the manager just to double check he is indeed freely able to walk into the women's restroom, not having to knock without warning, just to go ahead and go right in, or the dressing room without any problem whatsoever. Take a listen.
Hi, my name's Andy.
Okay.
I just came by because I wanted to make sure that I was allowed to use the women's room before I went in.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's correct. Yep.
That's fine?
Yes.
Okay. If any of the women have a problem, you let them know that.
Yeah, they can come and we will speak to them.
Okay, yep. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
And I think for me, that audio right there, that video really shook me, because here's why. I just want to explain my life to you a little bit and what it looks like and why that bothers me so much. My daughter is autistic and she is still in diapers, okay? So if I was changing her in the bathroom and she does still fit on the baby changing table, so she's out. I mean, she's not in a stall. She's out. She's very little, but she's going to be 6 years old. So she's long. She's a young girl. And our first choice is the family bathroom. If that's available, that's great, but it's not always available. And honestly, I share that with you with great apprehension because I don't feel safe disclosing that, but it's a reality now that I never even would have conceived in my mind would have been something that I would have had to worry about or been afraid of. Now she's at the age where it is appropriate that we need to go into the bathroom cognitively, intellectually. She's getting to a point, please pray for us, of readiness where she can sit on the potty. And if there is a diaper that needs to be changed, I probably need to do that in the stall. She's getting to that age. But up until this point, and her now being almost 6 years old, it's not something that I would have been afraid of. If I was changing her with her lower body clearly visible and a man walked into the bathroom, I would essentially have no rights and have to go to the manager after the fact anyway, after the damage, quote unquote, would have already been done. I mean, that's what I'm hearing. And the man can be fully dressed. They don't even need to dress like a woman anymore. So how would I know if it's someone who's a predator or a mental illness or who thinks he's female? And it's so dangerous when you look at 1 to 300,000 children are victims of human trafficking. That doesn't even include those that are abused and in their own homes. This is such an epidemic, from pornography to predators to pedophilia. And I shouldn't even have to qualify this and say, because you're transgendered, it doesn't mean you're these things. But how is anyone supposed to identify the difference when it doesn't matter how you look or who you are? You can go in and violate the privacy of someone else and they cannot ask you any questions. And I don't even think that we need to utter that with words. It's so obvious. This is the insane world that we're living in. And I think what's been challenging for me is I can't keep up with it all. There are so many companies and products and businesses that seem to publicly want to proclaim how they feel about certain things that I fundamentally, morally oppose. Kellogg, Facebook, Starbucks, Disney, Home Depot, Old Navy. I mean, it goes on and on and on. You go on the internet. These lists are pretty prevalent because these companies make no secret how they feel. And if you say a word about it, then you are a bigot. You're hateful. You're coming at it as a place from judgment, not from a place of love. But we, as I read earlier in the show, as parents and mothers and Christians, we do have a responsibility. We are soldiers. That's what that quote said by Cardinal Menzenzi. So how do we stand up and what do we do? Well, thanks be to God for the wisdom of Father Nathan. And it was nice to hear him vocalize what my heart was feeling. And I want to share a little bit of it with you. Father Nathan, his words of wisdom. It's another Padre in your pocket for a time such as this.
Padre in your pocket.
Hi, everybody. This is Father Nathan, and I'm here with another Padre in Your Pocket episode. I'd like to just give you guys some perspective on some of the news items that have been floating around concerning boycotting various stores, from Target to Starbucks. There have been a lot of different movements out there, and sometimes we can be torn because we don't know which way to turn. For example, if we do boycott something, we could ask, does it really make a difference? Will we really affect them that much? Is it worth the trouble? And if we don't boycott them, we can also ask, will it really make a difference? After all, I'm doing good things with the things that I buy at these stores. And it just kind of seems almost a little bit like it's too late or too little to boycott. And on the other hand, if you start to boycott, well, then where will you stop? Some people say there are so many different alliances between evil and the products that we use that if you just start boycotting, well, then you'll just keep on going forever. And so a lot of us are just kind of stuck. And I'd like to give a little bit of perspective on things in general. In general, I have this to say. The forces against God and against marriage and against the life of children in the womb seem to have a lot more zeal, dedication, and determination than the forces that are for God, for marriage, and for life in the womb. This, to me, strikes me as being problematic. Those who are opposed to the defense of life seem more ardent in their position and more ready to defend their so-called liberty and to attack children in the womb than those who are opposed to it. And you can go down the line. For example, the actual CEO of Starbucks has said directly, if you do not support gay marriage as a right, I do not want your money. Look at what a strong position that he's taking there. He's saying, we will proudly give money to those causes that we see deem fit. And when states in the past have passed laws that didn't please them, from Microsoft to Apple computers, they actually moved such pressure saying, we will shut down the usage of Google in that entire state because we deem what you do to be against our morality. So on the one hand, those forces that are against a traditional gospel message seem really not to have a problem with boycotting, so to speak, and taking strong stances in order to move forward their agenda. And then on the other hand, when you take a look at traditional Christian people, the vast majority of America, by the way, is Christian, you find a whole population that seems to be puzzled as to whether or not it should take stances of boycotting. And again, usually it's questions of, well, I don't think it'll make a difference, or, well, where would you stop if you started boycotting? You'd end up becoming someone, you know, who's basically the cultural equivalent of an Amish person. And I would just like to challenge you a little bit there. The first point, you do not boycott in order to make a difference in the company. You boycott in order to make a difference in you and in your family. It's called taking a stand for something by saying the limits of an activity and a behavior that I find morally repugnant are here, and you draw a line. Now you could say, well, what good does that do? Well, number one, it does effectively deprive money. Number two, it sparks conversation. It's very interesting. I have personally boycotted Disney, boycotted Starbucks, and boycotted Target for over 10 years. Because when I heard of the things that they were doing, I said, I cannot be associated with those products. Now, I could go on to boycott Nabisco and boycott Pepsi and boycott all kinds of other things. I choose not to because you can't over-encumber your life. A lot of people, for example, would say, Disney is not a big deal. I'll choose this or that. You can choose so many different things to boycott. And so I'm not here to say you should boycott this or you should boycott that. What I am saying is that you should not hesitate to have the moral courage to put your feet down on the ground and say, this is an activity that I will not support, period. Because those companies, or companies like them, they will not hesitate to say, our monies are going there. And I agree, you can't boycott them all. You don't have a moral imperative to boycott everything. It's impossible. But I'm not saying to boycott everything, ladies. I'm saying to boycott something. And here's why. Your children are going to turn to you as a moral compass. And they're going to say, Mom, if people are doing evil things, do I have to be a part of it? What are you going to tell them? You're going to say, well, no, you don't have to be a part of it. And if they looked at you and said, well, where are you not a part of it? Could you give them an answer? You could say, well, I'm a nice person and I have three cats and I really think happy thoughts about people. And yes, but where objectively, socially, visibly, have you taken a stand about saying, me and my house, we do not do this because of the evil to which that thing is linked? Like, you don't have to do it. It's not a moral sin not to do it. At the same time, I kind of think educationally and even in your own heart, it does a lot of good to do it. Because what you're actually doing then with your families and with yourself is you're saying, there's a battle waging and I will not be neutral. I have a bumper sticker on my car and it says pro-life. And I might not be able to do a lot of things, but at every red light, I'm going to be taking a stance for the rest of my days as I drive that car. They're going to see pro-life. And those words are going to be proclaimed because I am that. Or you could do all kinds of other different things. You could choose a cause. But if you don't do anything, ladies, I challenge you because the forces of evil are doing something. And the time, I think, has long since passed for us to think that neutrality will be effective. You can choose your battles. You can choose how you'd like to do it. You can choose the way you can do it. You can choose the language you can do it. You don't have to tell anybody about the boycott. You can tell everybody about the boycott. How you do it is up to you. But I would encourage you to do something. And boycotting is a way to remind yourself, to spark conversation, to effectively deprive funds from those places that you think should be deprived from funding, and also to offer a sacrifice to God. Because a lot of times, boy, Starbucks coffee sure would taste wonderful. Target might have the best deals of the day, you know. But my friends, in the end, you could use that money elsewhere.
Okay. Wow. Thank you, Father Nathan. So there's a lot to consider. And I think some action steps that we can take away with confidence to follow through. You do make a difference. You make a difference in the children in your lives, those that looked up to you in ways that you might not even be aware of. Thank you for that reminder, Father Nathan. God bless you. And thank you, thank you, thank you to every listener who is so precious. A big shout out. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you to Mishy Pick, our latest Podbean patron, which I know Mishy Pick is not the birth name of this beautiful supporter on Podbean patron, but that was the name that came to me in the email of, hey, congratulations, you have another supporter for Good Things Radio, so thank you. And if you would be so kind to consider to want to join the Podbean tip jar program, that would be such a blessing. Basically, it says if you like the show, if you want the show to keep going, you can support Good Things Radio by pledging $1 a show, $10 a month, whatever the case might be. There's no minimum, there's no maximum, and in return, you are a Good Things Radio good friend. That means you receive daily prayer covering from our family. You receive a shout out on the program if you want. You keep the show going and growing. I just recently got another mic and a mixer so that in our last episode, you heard the beautiful quality of interview when we have guests in studio that we can do that. And it's because of you, your faithful support, your prayers, and your pledges. And I thank you. To find out more and become a GTR good friend, you can visit my page on podbean.com. Just log on to podbean.com. You can search up Good Things Radio. There's also an app. You can download the app if you'd like, but search up Podbean Patron, and you can also reach out, as always, by sending an email at feedback@goodthingsradio.com. Oh, in the Voxer too. And thank you again. So as we close, to biological moms, adoptive, foster moms, waiting moms, where you already are a mom in your heart, spiritual moms who have children in the Lord who look up to them, to those who miss your mom, God bless you greatly. The mother is God's co-worker, the first and best apostle of the church. She is a ray of light from the Mother of Mercy. Life on earth will be beautiful as long as there beats a mother's heart. I hope you feel that, and I hope you live that this day and always. Thank you to my producer, Mark Cumming, from Cumming Home Studio, for his dynamic skills and quick work, as always. Mark is a producer extraordinaire and wears many hats, so to find out more, reach him at cumminghomestudio.com. Thank you for being a part of episode number 56 of Good Things Radio. Happy Mother's Day, and until next time, God bless you.